got magic in me. Every time I touch that track, it turns into gold. Everybody knows I've got the magic in me. When I hit the flow, the girls come snapping at me. Now everybody
wants
some
presto magic,
magic, magic, magic, magic, magic, magic, magic, magic, magic, magic, magic.
He was just talking about a guy named Johnson a minute ago.
Hello, New York. And it is Super Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, here on AM 1230 WFAS. Bruce Hall, Second Opinion. I am Roy G. That is Walk Off the Earth, my new favorite band, by the way. And
Walk Off the Earth.
That's right. The earth is flat.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Science.
Like, so. Your hand, like your hands.
I love this song.
Excuse
though.
My voice, people, but you're going to have to bear with me today. I won't be my usual screaming self.
Just keep the music. Every time Bruce talks, just cue the music.
I do like the song.
It's nice, right?
Hey, listen. Super Bowl Sunday, Roy. We were just looking at StubHub to get the market. I got friends in Indy. I got people there going to the game. I've got ticket broker buddies there. What I just found, there's no yard lines. That's why the prices are still real high. They have club levels on StubHub for $6,000-$7,000 a piece. You can get some sideline fields for, you know, anywhere from about $4,000 up, some $3,500. But it's right now, it's about $1,500 in the door.
Yeah.
But you know what? There's hardly.
And they're not even a good seat.
Roy was like, oh my God, there's 1,000 tickets left.
1,100.
Do you know how many people are in Indy looking for tickets? How about 100?
They're going to find them.
How about 100,000?
They're going to find them because there's 1,100 tickets left.
That's not many.
It's a lot.
Hey,
it's a lot of tickets.
I've only been in the ticket business 30 years, and Roy's like, dude, that's just a ton of tickets.
I
said,
expected
Roy,
them to sell.
That is no tickets.
How tickets, is it so hard to get a ticket to the Super Bowl?
Tickets
I don't understand.
Are going because the Giants are in the Super Bowl and the Patriots are in the Super Bowl.
It doesn't seem very hard. I could go on a StubHub right now and just drop my tax return on the Super Bowl.
Never mind. I'm not going to argue with a moron.
I mean, I'm just saying. Like,
you're a moron.
I get my tax return back.
Hey, I'm going
to the Super Bowl.
If I have any questions about being a disc jockey,
that's right.
I'll ask you. If you have any questions about being a ticket broker, feel free to ask me, but don't argue with me.
I'm not arguing. I'm just...
A thousand tickets is not... I'm going to do this slow for you.
No, I understand.
Because you have a West Virginia diploma.
Oh, ow.
That is not a lot of tickets at 10 a.m. on Super Bowl Sunday.
I'm just saying,
watch how fast they go before noon.
I will. I'll keep it.
And you know what?
Steady eye.
They won't go that fast.
Everybody's
still asleep in Indy.
What I'm saying is, when the Redskins, so-called, have sold out for 20 years, and it's
that
hard,
has nothing to
and
do.
It's
with
hard
the
to get it. I'm just saying, like they claim that you can't get a ticket to this game.
Hey, dipstick,
we're
this
playing
is
the
StubHub.
Buffalo Bills. It's like
I'm Bruce
on,
Hall. This is
hi.
I don't even know who you are right now.
I'm the Ticketmaster.
Some moron is who you are.
I'm Bruce
Welcome
Hall.
To Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Go to my website, BruceHallSports.com. Go to my Facebook page, Matt Says, which is even more important, which is BruceHallSports.com. It's actually Bruce Hall, Facebook.com/BruceHallSports. Roy, give them all your numbers.
You can follow me on Twitter at SportsManCave, or you go to www.
Don't you have moron.com too?
No, I haven't picked that one up yet. Okay. Sportsmancave.com. There you will see you'll see all of our blog sites there. We do we have a New York blog, we have a Baltimore blog, we have a Washington blog, and also if you're into college athletics, we have a Morgantown, West Virginia blog for you Mountaineer fans.
That's that's amazing to me that there's even a blog in Morgantown.
Yeah, it's a pretty
I mean, they don't even know what computers are there, dude.
Easy now, buddy. We have just as many teeth as the rest of you.
That's absolutely false.
That
would be a false statement.
It is a stereotype.
Hey,
I have all of my teeth.
When
thank
the
you
best
very much.
Pickup line
I never had braces.
In the state of West Virginia is nice tooth, I don't think that's
well, how
true.
Do you know? How do you know the toothbrush was invented?
I know your
Virginia?
Hands are the size of a duck's.
Ducks?
I'm
a duck
Bruce
doesn't
Hall,
have hands,
Roy
Bruce.
Roy, hey, I have
that's
small hands, and
I,
we just compared hand size. Hey, listen, let's talk about some awards that were handed out this mm-hmm. weekend. They had a big thing on NBC, and I missed it. Because I had a wrestling
tournament.
Because you
were asleep at 9 p.m. because
no,
you're
I was,
old,
I was up trying to get a kid eligible for a wrestling tournament all night.
I bet you were.
I
passed
was.
Passed out on the couch.
No. No, skin problem.
Did you have half a cheeseburger and it knocked you right out? Have to take a nap in between your Big Macs now?
It's me. Hey, when you're my age, you'll be lucky to be taking naps.
I mean, there was a couple.
You'll be taking a dirt nap.
I need naps
You'll be
now,
in that man. Big divot.
I chase around a one-year-old all day.
You'll be in the big divot. I hope not.
All right, so
nice hat, by the way. Nice. I think I saw that on some kind of a, you know, Hitler Nazi youth kind of thing. Roy has this hat that has a bill about 3/4 inches with like metal all around.
I'm sorry.
Doesn't that look like something you see in a 1940
is there
film?
Metal all the way around my hat? No, there's
what
there
is that?
There is one button on my hat.
You're so silly, Roy.
I'm sorry that.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry that I have impeccable
I
style.
I hate not having a mouse. For my computer. I'm Bruce Hall. That's Roy G. Hey, follow me. Listen.
Don't
If
follow.
You are a handicapper and if you even think about being involved in pools and, you know, betting dinner with your next door neighbor, whatever it would be, you have to follow me at Bruce Hall Sports because I retweet the best stuff every week. So does Roy. He's at Sports Man Cave. Mm-hmm. And I apologize for my voice. I have hot tea here. I have lozenges in my mouth. And we're just going to keep going. Hey.
Did you? Are you into? We'll get into those awards here in a second.
Am I into what?
The
yes, I'm into that.
You're into wrestling and all that. Are you into UFC at all?
No, but I like watching it.
There were those fights on last night. And I watched it because it's sports.
The thing I don't like about it.
It is so
Roy,
boring.
Roy. These guys are going to be.
I think it's boring as hell,
yeah,
man.
But no.
I think it's so
look,
boring.
If you're not using elite, look, boxers for almost 100 years.
Boxing's boring,
now
too.
Now, listen. Shut up.
Dance around the ring.
You're
for
showing your age.
12 rounds.
Hey, you know, everybody that listens to this show isn't 25 or less. So shut up.
How good is boxing that.
Boxing is a great sport.
Was.
You want me to show you what a left hook looks like?
It was a great sport.
You won't see it, but you'll feel it.
Come on, old man.
Old man?
Come on, old man.
You're like a lightweight.
Hey, you.
Come on.
That's something else.
Listen, the thing that's bad about Ultimate Fighting and
Who's
all that.
Who's the champion in boxing?
These kids that's, are
There
gonna
is
be,
no champion in boxing. There's like multiple belts, and it's ridiculous.
Boxing is
all about money.
Boxing
is
not
dude.
What it used to be.
Exactly.
All the
Who
good boxers are middleweight,
now?
Featherweights, welterweights, super welterweights, super middleweights, not so super middleweights, not so light heavyweights, big super light heavyweights.
Super big
light
heavyweights.
Heavyweights and super heavyweights.
It's ridiculous. And the only fight that I would buy on pay-per-view would be Pacquiao Mayweather. That's
Dude,
the only fight
you,
that I care about.
When Ali retired, sport went downhill.
But the UFC was on last night, and we're going to get into the NFL and the Super Bowl here in a second. But
how
UFC
do those
was
guys
on,
even interview after the fight?
We've been talking about concussion problems like all year in the NFL. This guy who fought last night in the UFC,
he couldn't stand up.
He didn't know he went 3 rounds. He was arguing when they like called everyone to the middle of the octagon. And then we're like, grab the hands. And
is there an
like
octagon?
That. That's what it is.
How many sides? Eight?
Six or seven. Maybe eight. And eight-ish.
The only reason I know the Pentagon has 5 sides is I live like 15 minutes from it.
So anyways, he's like trying to grab the ref's trying to grab the dude's hand to like, you know, do the who won the fight thing. And the guy's sitting there arguing.
I didn't win.
We didn't go 3 rounds. Like, why are you calling me to the middle?
Was he the winner?
No, he lost, of course.
Well,
and then,
of course.
And then argued some more. He got knocked out. I mean, he got kicked to the head and got up and obviously didn't know he fought the third round.
We didn't go 3 rounds.
But he did. He went 3 rounds and
well,
lost.
You know what? I wonder
decision.
If the UFC has a concussion policy. Or is that guy going to be fighting next Saturday?
He probably will fight next Saturday, yeah. He's probably sparring today. Sparring.
Well, tell me something.
He's probably down at the gym sparring.
All right, listen.
Stupid sport.
Let's talk. We're going to be talking about the Super Bowl, obviously, today.
I hate the UFC.
But the other thing we're going to be talking about, to start with, You want to talk about Canton, Ohio first?
Who?
And about Bill Parcells getting snubbed?
That is pretty. That's pretty ridiculous.
You know, that just goes to show you, I mean, you can be arrogant and kind of be a jerk, and it does matter. Because Parcells should
Because
have been,
those the people that you're a jerk to are the ones who have to vote you
in. Or actually voting for you.
He will.
Oh, you know, he talked down.
Oh,
he
Diet talked, Coke.
Hey, he talked down to reporters his whole career.
He's going to get in. There's no doubt that this guy is going to get
Parcells in. Bill Parcells isn't the healthiest 60-something-year-old guy.
So he didn't get in, you know, right away. Who cares, you know?
Might not get in next
He'll
time.
Get in.
You sure?
Yes.
Do you have a vote? No.
Yes.
You
I have
do
a
not.
Vote.
You're a liar. Liar!
Kidding me?
You're a liar!
All right, on the other side, we're going to be talking about the Super Bowl. Obviously, we're going to talk about the NFL Awards. We're going to be talking about all that good stuff. Patriots,
Giants,
we're
talk about Roy's
all day.
Hat.
Here on AM 1230 hey. WFAS.
Be right back.
And we're back here, Super Bowl Sunday on AM 1230 WFAS. I'm Roy G here with Bruce Hall on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. And Bruce, you wanted to get into Canton really fast.
Yeah, let's just talk about everybody that did get put in the Hall of Fame. Curtis Martin, former Jet.
Easy.
Former New England Patriot. Played for Parcells. Carried the ball like 3,500 times. I mean, the guy was a workhorse. Kind of one of the bigger backs for his time. But he ran like a really quick tailback too. Had power. Had great feet, and he could block. He's in.
Good.
He's in.
He deserves to be in.
Hey, a guy that we feel is only the second, at least I do, the second true Seattle Seahawk to ever get in the Hall, mm-hmm. Cortez Kennedy.
Yeah.
He was the first nose tackle. As a matter of fact, they ran a 4-3 for a couple 3 years when Tez was there, but they went to a 3-4 long before a lot of other people did. And Cortez was a big hunk of a dude. Now, he's the U guy, right? He went to the University of Miami, and he ended up getting voted in. And I'm going to tell you, he was a force to be reckoned with when he played. I won't get a lot of response from Roy on a lot of this because Roy is a baby. He's 25 years old. I'm going to tell you a quick story.
I know who Curtis Martin is.
I'm going to tell him a quick story. This is funny.
Yeah.
We were looking at numbers.
It's not that funny.
Most famous Hall of Fame numbers. And he goes,
number
hey,
80. We looked at number 80.
How can Kellen Winslow be in the Hall of Fame? Isn't he still playing? That's his son still playing, Roy.
Well, then strap senior on the end of your name and junior on the end of your name.
They don't do that.
That's stupid.
They don't do that. You know what they've
done? That's about as dumb as the UFC.
No, stupid is what Kellen Winslow is. Junior. Because didn't he signed for a hell of a lot of money, Matt, and then he got in a motorcycle accident, and he wasn't even supposed to be on a motorcycle. It was in his contract.
He's still getting paid.
I think he signed for the minimum when he came back.
He's still getting
paid. I don't
paid.
Even know if he had insurance.
He plays for Tampa.
From the league.
He plays for Tampa now.
He's in Tampa and had a great head coach.
He's getting paid.
Who is now where? Where's their head coach? He's a Washington Redskin.
He's a DB coach.
D-back coach, yep.
And who cares?
Raheem Morris.
Raheem Morris, congratulations. You just landed the worst job in football.
I'm a loser here.
Yeah, he's a loser for sure. They asked.
The only thing worse than a Redskins DB coach is the Indianapolis Colts offensive line coach.
Well, the most useless position.
It's like, hey, go coach D'Angelo Hall. Congratulations.
The most useless position in football. No, not position. Let me say this.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, you're getting ready to
cut
talk.
You
just because I'm hoarse doesn't mean I can't smack you. But the general manager for the Washington Redskins, what a waste of money. I just watched kids wrestle for an entire day. I'm low on sleep, and I didn't get to grab and throw anybody around yesterday. I'm going to fire you people if you don't laugh on cue. Anyway, Roy Raheem Morris, what do you think?
Old people and technology.
What do you think? I hate technology. Roy, hey. People,
can you tell that Bruce just found out what an iPad is? Like,
hey, Roy,
when we started this show.
Hey, Roy,
like, look what I can do.
That's really a good-looking hat.
Oh my
All right,
gosh.
Listen.
All right, let's get into the NFL, please.
No.
I'm tired of talking about Bruce
Morris. Chris Dolman got in. Chris Dolman played 15 years, mostly for the Minnesota Vikings. Averaged 10 sacks a year.
It's pretty impressive.
That's unbelievable. And he was a force. He was one of the first quick defensive ends that could play the run and the pass just as well. And he did a great job up there in Minnesota. Had some really good teams when he was there. Willie Rofe, the biggest offensive tackle, left tackle with the New Orleans Saints, made left tackle one of the highest paid positions in football. And I can't remember who his agent was, but after he got Willie Rofe, this huge contract in New Orleans, all I know is he had 10 more clients that were left tackles.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, Willie Rofe had an opportunity to play several more years in the NFL, but he had an injury that might have been that kind of like that spinal stenosis that goes around that he would be taking him.
That's Peyton contagious. Manning has. That's just going around.
It's going around.
Don't drink the water.
It's going around. But he but he retired, and he's healthy. Dermonti Dawson, center for the Pittsburgh Steelers, 7-time All-Pro, stud. He's in. And who would ever forget Jack Butler? I didn't even know who this guy was. That's how old he is. He actually intercepted 52 passes back when the league didn't throw passes.
Yeah, that means
so he must have been pretty good. He's like Paul Krause, only not as old. I'm Bruce Hall. The guy with a funny hat is Roy Edwards.
Not the funny the hat. Really.
And I've got Matt Lynch on the
board. It's
a
great hat.
And we're getting ready for a 6 p.m. and then some change kickoff in Indianapolis for the Super Bowl.
It's a great hat.
Yeah, and it won't go off then.
I gotta,
the over-under on the kickoff is 631.24.
I wear Jack Threads, so if anyone out there is a member of Jack Threads, I bought this hat off Jack Threads. So
you know what? It looks more like they should call it Jack Bleep.
It's awesome. And if you work for Jack Threads, if you want to sponsor me and buy my clothes, and I'll wear them.
If you work for Jack Threads, you need to hire some more designers.
I bought this hoodie at Jack Threads, too.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Hey, there's
no big deal or anything.
There's nothing wrong with that. Trust me.
All right.
Wearing that, there's nothing wrong with that.
So the 2011 NFL Awards, the MVP, Aaron Rodgers. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm not okay with that.
I think Eli Manning should have been there.
I mean, I think it should have gone to Drew Brees.
I think Drew Brees is a midget.
Drew Brees, well, he's kind of short. Yeah, I wouldn't call him a midget.
I think he's really 5'9" and a half.
It's not a midget. How tall are you?
5'11" and a quarter.
No, right, you're not. No,
stand up, shorty.
I'm not. Yeah, let's take a couple minutes to stand away from the microphones.
Feet. Roy, I was 6 feet till I was 50. Now I'm 5'11".
I'm 5'10".
And when I'm 80, I'll be 5'10".
I'm 5'10".
I'll be 5'10".
Anyways.
But I'll still be able to.
Drew Brees broke one of the unbreakables. If you break an unbreakable, you should get something better than the offensive player of the year. You're like, okay, congratulations.
What did he break?
Dan Marino's passing record.
So what?
That was,
they throw the ball 70% of
it
the
was,
time.
It was deemed an unbreakable.
I'm just arguing with you. Because I'm just doing with you what you do with me.
It was deemed
I think it sucks. It I don't think he deserved it. As a matter of fact, I don't think they should count it. I think they should put an asterisk after its name and go, lousy defensive backs threw 80% of the time.
An asterisk? Is this baseball?
I'm Bruce Hall. That's Drew Brees. I mean, sorry, Roy Edwards.
I mean,
you guys do look like you're the same size. He just has a bigger birthmark on his face.
He broke an unbreakable, and he won more playoff games than Aaron Rodgers.
You know, I love Drew Brees.
I mean,
I love
Aaron Rodgers had a great season. I'm not taking anything away from him.
Yeah, but boy, did they choke late.
But really, what did they do?
They choked.
They went 15-1. All right, they didn't get the undefeated season.
Heimlich maneuver.
They didn't win
somebody
a
get behind
game.
Aaron.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers didn't throw for 5,000 yards.
He sat out the last game.
Okay.
He got McCoy. What's their quarterback's name that may go to Miami?
Flynn.
Yeah, they got. Why do I want to call him McCoy? Oh, cool.
Colt McCoy plays for.
I put them both in the same category. Not very good quarterbacks.
Matt Flynn.
He's not that good. He was good in college at LSU. Didn't he win two national championships or one? Just one.
One that he was a starter for.
Yeah.
No!
Are you sure?
No!
Yes.
Okay. Positive. Sounds good. Hey, well, who...
Matt Flynn.
Who was Defensive Player of the Year? Your boy.
That's right. I called this about three weeks ago.
I want you to do me a favor. Share all you know about Terrell Suggs
about
with
T-Sizzle?
Our listeners.
We call him T-Sizzle. Okay. Is what we call him. We're boys.
And why is he so good?
Why is he so good?
Yes, because why is he so good?
I like to think that it has something to do with his forehead. He kind of looks
He's got a big forehead.
He kind of looks like the Predator.
He's got a good-looking girlfriend.
And to me, that is terrifying. He's terrifying looking. And he's athletic. He's extremely athletic. And
he's heterosexual.
And he also...
I know. Threw that out there. I'm on 3 hours sleep, people.
I'm on four, so this is going to be a great show. Yeah. Terrell Suggs.
Hey, everybody in Indianapolis right now is asleep.
Terrell Suggs has. He's playing right now with three future Hall of Famers.
Is Ray Lewis coming back next year?
Yes, Ray Lewis.
Why? Why would he?
Because he said so.
Well, is he going to play with one foot or two?
If you're Baltimore, all you need is Ray Lewis says, well, "Hey, guess what? I'm starting."
They're not
going to
say no.
Okay.
They're not going to say no. You know they're not going to say no to Ray.
They won't.
You don't want to make Ray mad.
No,
now, I just want to go on the record. Ray, I love you, buddy. I love you.
I'm playing next year.
Yeah, put that gun down. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I mean, he plays Terrell Suggs.
He's a great player.
Terrell
and
Suggs.
And a better coach, and we talked about that.
Yeah, Terrell Suggs plays next to Ray Lewis. So,
right.
So he's had Ray Lewis in his ear his entire career saying, this is what you need to do to be great.
Yeah.
And you have teams keying on Ray Lewis. And then you have teams keying on Ed Reed, another Hall of Famer. Then you have...
Their defense. They should be in the Super Bowl.
Then you have the greatest...
You said it.
Yeah.
They should be in the Super Bowl.
And then you have the best nose tackle in the game right now, taking up blockers.
Nada.
So how are you not going to have an incredible season if you're an extremely athletic manimal that is Terrell Suggs? I mean, the dude had a beast season. I mean, he... I'm gonna pull up his stats completely.
And let me tell you, did he have three or four interceptions? He had like three or four interceptions. He had like 13 sacks, I think. And just God knows how many tackles.
The argument is that a lot of his sacks came in two or three games, which is ridiculous because he tore up those games. But let's see if I can get his full stats here.
Hey, by the way, nice the Patriots cut Underwood yesterday.
70.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Hey,
70 tackles, 50
now he's
solo.
He's got to pay $6,000 to watch the game.
7 forced fumbles, 2 interceptions.
He gets the ring.
14 sacks.
No, he's getting a ring.
Those are right here.
If it's on Twitter, it's got to be true.
We are going to talk about the Super Bowl on the other side here.
Hey,
it is Super Sunday.
Go to BruceHallSports.com. And go look at our blog. We'll be right back.
And we're back, New York, here on Super Sunday, here on AM 1230 WFAS. This is Bruce Hall, Second Opinion. I am Roy G. Across from me is my partner in crime, Bruce Hall, who they somehow named the show after. Should have been named after me, but that's okay. And we're talking about the Super Bowl, the rematch of the 24-20 matchup that happened earlier this season.
You know, the problem with naming the show after you is the Bozo Show has been copyrighted.
Yeah.
I used to go on Bozo. I went on Bozo once. Bozo the Clown. You know who it was? And we're going to talk about the Super Bowl in a second. It was Willard Scott was Bozo, and he was also the first Ronald McDonald. Just so you know that. You know, the old guy comes on Today Show from his backyard, and he's having a hard time talking because he doesn't have any teeth anymore. But he is a great guy. Let's talk about the game.
So the last time these two teams met, the Giants were 6-2. Patriots came in 5-3. And it lived up to all of the hype that everyone was talking about.
In Foxborough, mm-hmm. too. It looked like the Pats were going to pull out the win, but then the Giants went the length of the field and hit a tight end in the end zone.
The Patriots...
And it wasn't Bear Pasco.
This is the part that scares me about today. The Patriots turned the ball over four times last time these teams played and still led in the fourth quarter. Now, do you think that the Patriots are going to come in with the same game plan they had before and just slinging?
No, you know, here's what I think you're going to hear a lot of today. It's going to be a lot of running today, Roy. And we talked about this before the show. The total number is 54. And, you know, everybody's was hitting the under early. But now at 54, it's indoors. Brady's pretty good indoors. Eli's pretty good anywhere. He's playing in his brother's stadium. And I'm telling you right now, you know.
His brother's old stadium.
Well, yeah. Roy seems to think Peyton's going to Washington.
Well, maybe.
That's what I think about that.
I wouldn't be surprised. That's what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, we'll have salary cap problems for another 10 years.
Because we've never had salary cap problems.
But listen, as far as this game goes, I think there's going to be a lot of running. I think the key to the game, and I've broken this down every way you can. If you follow me on Facebook, on my website, Facebook.com/Bruce Hall Sports, you'll see that I really think the key to this is going to be the offensive line for New England. They've got to stop the pass rush. New York has got to be able to rush four down linemen and get pressure on Brady. But they also have to watch the run. They got Boley back in the middle. They've got good run support from their defensive backfield. Their back seven play the run very well. But I'm telling you, one of the reasons that New England jumped to the lead last in their game 2 weeks ago with the Ravens was they ran the ball with Ben Jarvis Green Ellis on the first drive right down the middle of the field. Because the Ravens were playing 7 and 8 deep. And I think they're going to do the same thing today. I really think the Giants are going to run the ball more than you think they are too. Now, they may pass to set up the run, but I think that it's going to be a very balanced attack till at least the fourth quarter. And if one side is down by more than 7 points, they're going to throw the run out. Wouldn't you agree? If they're down by more than 7.
I don't think that it's going to be that heavy of a running game to begin with. Yes, both teams are going to establish.
Do you like the over or the under?
I like the under.
Well, see, so do I. So how do you justify that comment?
I think it's going to be a sloppy game.
You think they're going to throw a lot of incomplete passes?
I think there's going to be a lot of incomplete passes.
In air conditioning, 72 degrees with no wind.
With
Tom Brady, with two of the best quarterbacks, maybe in the history of the NFL, throwing the football.
Up against one of the
two Hall of Famers.
One of the best, if not the best, defensive pass rush in the game.
Yeah, but how about the defensive backfield?
And we all know what happens when Tom Brady gets a hand in his face. He turns into a little girl, as we saw last week.
Oh, my God. He called Tom Brady a little girl.
Tom Brady
now
cannot play. He cannot.
Giselle is not even a little girl.
He cannot
She's
play.
She's a big girl.
He can't play in a dirty pocket. Everybody
no,
knows
you're right,
that about
you're
Tom
right.
Brady. Well, everybody knows that.
You know, he moves well in the pocket, but he's not going to run the football much. Now he has been running the football more in the last few games, wouldn't you agree?
No.
He's been trying to, don't you think he's been
is he doing more in the pocket?
Yes.
Is he trying to stay in a little?
Yes.
Yeah, but look what he did last week against a pass rush, a good pass
rush. What was his quarterback rating, 57 or something?
It was.
57-6. It was bad. Hey, he got outplayed by Joe Flacco, who half of the morons in Baltimore want to ship away, including you, by the way.
I don't like Joe Flacco.
I know you don't like Joe Flacco, but he's been in four, you know, playoffs
in
a row.
I don't want to get Joe Flacco because I could talk for hours about how bad Joe Flacco is.
Well, how did he outplay Brady last week?
Because of the pass rush. It has absolutely.
So you think? But did they sack him?
Joe Flacco didn't even have that.
How many sacks did they get? Was it four or six?
I got to pull that up. You got to give me a second to pull this up.
Brady got sacked.
You asked me too many questions.
6 times when they played the Giants last time, remember? And they hit him a dozen times.
I mean, Tom Brady, he went 22 for 36, 239 yards, and no touchdowns. Crap. Joe Flacco went 22 for 36.
Same.
22 for 36.
But better.
306 yards and 2 touchdowns. I mean.
But no picks or one pick.
I think
it was one.
He had one, at least one.
Well, listen. We think that it's going to go under. I do. I think we're looking at a game here that who, no matter who wins, it could be 23-17, 23-20. It's not going to be 35-31. It's not going to be 42-38. It's going to be a low-scoring game because we made a call with the Giants the last two weekends. The last three weekends they played. And we said the best defensive team was going to win the game. And who was that? The Giants. The Giants' defense with Percy, I mean, he's been unbelievable.
You can make a case that the 49ers were the better defense that day. How they beat up
the turnovers
Eli,
killed them, absolutely.
And it was the special teams that really won the game
They
for,
might
for New
still
York.
Be playing if it wasn't for the turnovers.
I mean, that game...
Neither offense was doing anything at the end of the game. Nothing. And Eli was knocked down 12 times, sacked 6 times, correct? I mean, he got beat up. That was a great game he played.
Now,
great game.
And then you look at the other side of that, you see, okay, Eli Manning stays in the pocket, gets beat up all game, and, you know, puts the team on his back. Whereas Tom Brady, on the other side of this, is nowhere near getting hit as much as Eli did, yet he's feeling it. You could tell.
He better get rid of the football.
You could tell that he was nervous in the pocket when he's launching deep balls in double coverage against Ed Reed getting picked off.
Yeah, he made a couple of terrible throws.
He didn't look like Tom Brady.
They were terrible throws.
And I said it all week up to that game that Haloti Ngata and that pass rush was going to be huge. And it got to Brady. It got in his face. And now you're going up against, okay, the Ravens have a great pass rush, but it's mostly linebackers and Haloti Ngata.
Nobody has a better pass rush than New York.
Nobody.
And they've got 6 guys that can get to him.
I mean, maybe.
6 guys.
Maybe San Francisco is up there with the pass
rush. They're close. No,
but they're not the Giants.
Their overall defense is probably better.
Right.
Because their linebackers are probably a little bit better. Michael Boley is the only linebacker that you can remember his name. On the Giants' defense. You can remember Antrell Roll because Antrell Roll is on Twitter 24/7. I don't even know when he sleeps. I have no idea when the guy sleeps. But here's the problem. This is what I think about the game, Roy. You know I'm a conspiracy theorist, right? Myra Kraft. The NFL loves a good story. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Myra Kraft passed away this year. The Patriots have dedicated their season to her. They've dedicated the playoffs to her. There's been so many stories written about her, so many interviews. That scares me because I just think that that might be enough motivation to send them over the top, whereas the Giants were peaking against San Francisco, Atlanta, and they peaked against Green Bay. They really didn't peak against San Francisco. To me, they were still on that plateau, but you and I both saw the same thing. Mm-hmm. The last 15, 20 minutes of that game, New York was going nowhere, were they? They had scored all their points early. So in reality, and now they've had 2 weeks off. So how sharp is the Giant deep offense going to be right now?
Well,
maybe not as sharp as they should be.
The thing to me is Edelman is playing corner for the New England Patriots.
But he's not bad.
Yeah, he doesn't look bad against Joe Flacco.
But he doesn't look that bad general.
He doesn't look bad against Joe Flacco, and he doesn't look bad against Tim Tebow.
Are you trying to tell me he can't cover Mario Manningham?
I'm telling you that he can't cover anyone on the Giants.
So,
he couldn't cover Devin Thomas on the Giants.
Well, let me write that down. Hold on. Edelman can't cover Devin Thomas.
Write it down.
But see, Devin Thomas can't catch a cold. So it doesn't matter if he covers him or
Apparently,
not.
Apparently, he can pick up fumbles, though.
Yeah, but he picks up fumbles well. I'm Bruce Hall. That's Roy G., Roy Edwards. Go to BruceHallSports.com. You can also tweet me at Bruce Hall Sports. Go to SportsManCave.com and see Roy's tremendous website. And you can tweet him at
SportsManCave.
I tell you what, we're going to be giving away something here soon, right, Roy?
Yes, sir.
What are we giving away?
We are giving away five. Count them.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I see them.
$25 gift certificates to Augie's Italian.
Augie's Family Italian Restaurant in Westchester County. And Augie's is phenomenal.
It's awesome.
It's a great place. Best Italian food I've had in years.
It's amazing.
The last time I tasted food like that, homemade food, was in was in Palm Beach, Florida, 20 years ago, at a guy I went to college with, Bobby Pronti, at Pronti's Italian, homemade restaurant, home-cooked restaurant.
It kind of ruined Italian food for me. Not because it
kind of ruined Subway for me.
Right. What I mean is that it was so good that now when I go and eat, like I had Italian food. Me and the girl that I hang out with, whatever her name is. My son's mother, whatever her name
is. She's listening to you.
Yeah, I know she is. Hi. So are all your fans. I got one.
Yeah, Emily, Davis, and Aaron.
We went out to
eat. Carol.
We had pasta the other day. And
loser here.
It was good. It was really good. It was really good food, but it wasn't.
It was the best food.
It wasn't Augie's.
We could not listen at Augie's.
You're not even listening to what I'm saying. It was the best food. Hey, it wasn't.
They
Bruce,
brought
whatever.
Us four bowls of pasta.
Yes, I had Augie's.
We couldn't finish
amazing.
It. They brought us bread. We couldn't finish it. Trust. I'm a former wrestler. I eat everything that's within my arm's length. And it was a great restaurant. We're gonna be giving them away. How do we do this, Matt? Are they going to be calling 914-693-5700 and we're going to give away one right now?
Yeah,
all right,
sure.
How about the fourth call?
Can we do that? All right, call it again at 914-693-5700. Or you can go to our Facebook page, right? Is that the other way you can do this? Or we're doing the phone number only right now. Phone number only right now. Later, we're going to be doing Facebook. And what do you got? You got to call in.
Kyle's on the phones. Hey, Kyle, what's up, buddy? Sorry about that 49er debacle.
So are we doing fourth caller right now? Is that or I guess the original thought was your favorite sports moment, and we're going to pick the best one.
Famous sports moment of
favorite.
All time. Of
favorite.
All time.
Favorite.
Of all time. Can be anything. Next time we'll do something Super Bowl related.
And just a hint, if you pick Riggo fourth and one, then you're right.
Miami, baby. Oh, that poor little guy weighed 170 pounds hanging onto his shirt.
We're going to give that away. We're going to be talking about more Super Bowl on the other side here on AM 1230 WFAS.
What's your name?
Hello and welcome back, New York, here on AM 1230 WFAS. This is Bruce Hall, Second Opinion, and we are giving away, yes, giving away $525 Augie's Italian gift certificates. Right now we're going to give away one to the caller who can give us their favorite sports
moment.
NFL.
Favorite sports
Does that
moment.
Have to be NFL?
Of all time, no, of all time.
Yeah, sports, all sports moments of
and
all time.
And there's no telling, it might even be their kid. Scoring 48 points in his high school basketball.
That works.
We want you to give us local moments.
Yeah, give me whatever the best one is. We're going to take that, and you'll be eaten.
You know what?
You'll
one
be
of my
good.
Hey, one of my favorite sports moments ever was being on the mat with a camera in my hand, thanks to Kevin Allen, who got me down that close, and I got to take pictures of Cale Sanderson winning his last match in college. By the way, he won four national championships for Iowa State. He's now the head coach at Penn State University, and his name's Cale Sanderson. Oh, and he also is an Olympic gold medalist. I'm Bruce Hall. This is Roy G. I'm sitting here going down. Hey, people are waking up in Indianapolis, Roy. You know, and these are people that were sober last night because it's still early. It's 10:47 a.m. Eastern, and I'm pretty sure that means it's 9:47 there. I think it's across the timeline. If it's not, get up. You're missing a beautiful day in Indianapolis. Let's talk about a couple of things.
What an oxymoron there.
Hey, it is. Listen, let me explain something. Hey, don't make me yell. Let me explain something. I've been reading all week from everybody. Now, nobody is more, has more to say negatively about cities they go to for Super Bowls than reporters. And broadcasters, they have all been singing the praise of Indianapolis. They said that Indianapolis right now is the best Super Bowl that most of them have ever been to. The way it's been run, the way downtown is set up, everything. Hey, hats off to the city of Indianapolis. You're doing a great job. Oh, no, thanks for a $750 hotel room at a Hampton Inn. I'm Bruce Hall. That's Roy G. And we are bringing the economy up in Indianapolis, and we're going to be waking people up. You can go to sportsmancave.com and listen to us too, right?
Yeah.
If you got your computer, you can go to brucehallsports.com and listen to us. Or you can stream WFAS.
Yeah, on a TuneIn Radio. So if you
is that AM 1230 WFAS?
Yeah. If you have the TuneIn Radio app on your iPhone or smartphone,
tell them how to use it.
Then you download TuneIn Radio. You search New York stations for AM 1230, where New York, and boom goes the dynamite.
You know what was amazing that I was reading this morning? Wes Welker wasn't drafted. He was a free agent signing. Didn't get drafted. He's going to end up probably catching over 1,000 passes in his career.
Who's Wes Welker?
Shut up. He's a wide receiver, plays the slot, catches everything Brady has. You know that.
I love Wes Welker.
Try not. Hey, some people listening to you, Roy, will
Toronto?
Think that.
Toronto?
Yeah, is that where from? You know where he went? Texas Tech. He's a Red Raider from Texas Tech.
Of course,
when Mike Leach was there, they threw the ball about every play, didn't they? Every play.
Just about, yeah.
Every play. And where is Mike Leach next year? University of Washington State.
That's right.
Washington State University. That's Mike Leach got a job.
Isn't he he's the guy who came out and was like, you guys are all hanging out with your fat girlfriends. Is that him?
No.
Who was that?
I don't know if it was
the
or
okay,
not.
Was that the OK State coach?
Hey, can I tell you what?
If that conversation happened,
I wasn't, like the French say, I was not there holding a candle when that conversation took place.
It was all over ESPN. I'll find it.
All right, Roy, let's keep talking about the game. All right, here.
So hold on one second. Sorry to cut you off, but I looked up all of the hits and the sacks and everything from last week, the conference games. And we were talking about how Eli got hit 12 times, which is ridiculous, sacked 6 times and got up. Right? Played great. Tom Brady hit 7 times. No, sorry. Tom Brady hit 3 times.
Right.
Sacked 1 time.
Right.
And he played like crap.
He played like crap because he had nervous feet. He didn't want to get hit, and you're absolutely right.
So
and I think
Giants,
it's because he's hurt.
Okay, so this Giants team
is going to make him even more nervous.
I mean, come on now. They hit the 49ers. They hit Alex Smith 6 times, sacked him 3 times.
Right.
So they're going to be all over Tom Brady today.
I agree.
Tom Brady had the Patriots had 4 turnovers last time this team played. I wouldn't be surprised to see it again. Now, are they going to try to develop a game plan to protect the football? Yes, but you're the Patriots. You have to throw the ball.
Let me give you a little stat here. Teams in the Super Bowl that are involved in a rematch are 5-7. You know, lifetime for the Super Bowl. The last 3 have all lost, which means right now that's a number that doesn't favor the Giants. That's a number that favors the Patriots.
And I don't like that everyone is talking about the Giants. I mean, I've been all over the Giants all week. I actually have the final score as 21-27 Giants.
Right.
Now, all of this is freaking me out, man. I've been listening to I live in Baltimore, so I listen to Baltimore talk, I listen to Washington talk,
right.
I listen to New York talk, and I was listening to that all week. I was listening to all the ESPN and all, you know,
right.
the fans and like all the as much sports talk as possible.
Right.
All week, all was Giants, 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 Giants.
Everybody's on the Giants. So and we're talking about talking heads are on the Giants. Right. It's pretty damn even in Vegas. Pretty even.
And so I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm kind of almost getting sick of everyone just talking about the Giants. I got to at least listen to some Patriots stuff. I tuned it to ESPN Boston this morning, and they're all picking the Giants.
Yeah, but they're going to do that just because they don't want to jinx them by picking them. I mean, and I understand that, but let me just tell you who the last 3 teams that won the Super Bowl were that lost during a regular season. The 2007 Giants, the 2001 Patriots, and the 1999 Rams. Those are the last 3 teams that played a rematch game in the Super Bowl.
And
all of them won. So if New England wins today, that'll be 4 in a row. And, you know, I can see that happening, and I'll bet that has something to do
with
the Vegas line opening up.
It already happened.
Because you and I both agreed that was a BS line. The Giants should have been favored 3. That's a 6-point differential. The Giants have a better team.
That's a
right
good,
now.
That's a good moment. like that moment.
Read it off.
Phyllis's favorite moment.
Tell them what you're doing.
This is for the $25 gift certificate to Augie's. Is this the one?
Yes, it is.
Are we picking this one?
Yes, it is.
All right, Phyllis, from not really sure where you're from. Thanks, producer, for getting me that information.
Thank you for listening.
But Phyllis, your favorite sports moment is the one we're picking today for the Augie's $25 gift certificate.
I was there.
It was the 1996 Yankees World Series victory, and Skipper Torrey was crying because his brother just got out of surgery. That is it's quite the moment.
He had cancer.
Where?
Yeah.
Oh, call back. Phyllis, in wherever you are.
In New York.
She might even be in
New Jersey or Connecticut.
She has to be. She's obviously
WFAS.
She's a Yankees fan, obviously, so she has to live in
Phyllis, thanks for calling. Yeah. You are going to get a $25 gift certificate, and let me tell you something. You'll spend $50 to $100 because you're not just going to go in there and get $25 worth of food. I don't even think they make that little.
Well, they don't make little plates.
Look, the night we were in there was New Year's Eve.
So Phyllis, call back, and Kyle, our board operator and phone answerer for the day, will forever. Kyle.
He's going to collect your info because we're going to let everybody know who you are.
That's right.
Thanks for calling. And look, before we take another break, we're going
to
do another one. Let's take the sixth caller this time and make it be. Let's pick the best Super Bowl moment that they can remember.
Did we choose? We didn't do. Four or six caller, right? We just did the best moment, right?
No, I'm asking for the choice. Yeah, it's Kyle's choice. Yeah,
to everybody,
it's the best choice. Kyle, you determine who it is.
I like that moment, so I thought that was good.
It is a good moment, especially if you're a New Yorker and you like the Yankees.
Exactly. I mean,
if you're from Baltimore or Washington or somewhere else,
well,
it's a different story.
It's still a powerful moment
for
it
was good.
To be on the ultimate high, to be in the ultimate top of the mountain in America's sport.
Absolutely.
Winning the World Series and then also dealing with family issues at the same time where that's enough.
I mean, that's tough.
That's like Brett Favre throwing for a million yards and 600 touchdowns when his dad died.
How about the catches?
On Monday Night Football.
How about the catches the Packer receivers made that night? They made catches that they'd never make again. They would make catches. Hey, we were talking about something that's going to be a big part. That's going to be a big part of this game. The double tight end set for the New England Patriots. How are the Giants going to cover that? We know they're going to rush four guys. When the Giants rush more than four guys, when New England is on offense, Brady has a much better percentage when the opposing team sends five or six guys than they do when they send four, which tells me that the New England guys have a little problem with separation. 80% of the time that the Pats line up, 80% of the time that they line up on offense, it's in a double tight end set.
But Gronk. LeGronk.
He's supposedly not even limping now.
Yeah, right.
No, he's not limping.
Yeah, right.
Everybody's seen him.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Roy, everybody has seen him walking.
I don't care.
This is coming from people that have seen him.
Okay, so you're going to tell me that this guy had a high ankle sprain a couple weeks ago, and now he's perfect. He's just fine. He's just the greatest thing ever.
If you read anything about Gronkowski in last week's...
I'm not buying it, man.
In last week's Daily News... What they talked about with Gronkowski is one time he hurt his knee so bad they thought they were going. I'm sorry, it was his ankle. And I think it was his other ankle that they thought they might have to have surgery. He went, he had an MRI, and they said, no, you're fine. Evidently, what they did was they wrapped it. 2 weeks later, he played hockey and won. Anyway.
That's a needle.
It's a needle.
Yeah, I mean, come on
now,
man.
Not in high school. It's not a needle. It was when he was in high school. I'm Bruce Hall. That's Roy G.
That means nothing to me.
My idiot border operator, Matt. Hey.
That means absolutely nothing to me that in high school he was playing hockey and he got a boo-boo on his ankle and was able to play.
Roy, you really need to read more.
That was a long time ago.
You need to read more.
The body wears down as time goes on. When I was in high school, I was going through all kinds of different rehab. I sprained my ankle 9 times. The same ankle 9 times. What was that? Oh, man. Yeah, I healed fine. Now I roll an ankle and I have a hard time walking in the kitchen.
Hey,
so you're going to tell me that...
Is your name Rob Gronkowski?
No,
it's
not.
Well, then who cares what happened to
but
you in high
school? We have professional athletes coming out and saying that they wouldn't be able... It was
the guy is a freaking stud. He went back in the game last week.
I believe it was Justin Tuck.
He went back in the game last week, caught six passes for 100 yards.
Doesn't matter.
Five for 100.
Doesn't matter.
I'm Bruce Hall. This is Roy G. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Bruce Hall, Second Opinion.
Now we're not doing this because we're greedy. The Bears are doing it to feed the needy. We didn't come here to look for trouble. We just come here to do the Super Bowl show. They call me Speedy Will and I'm world class. I like running but I love to get the pass.
Get up! And nothing gets me down.
And we're back in New York here on AM 1230 WFAS. This is Bruce Hall, Second Opinion. We're talking about the Super Bowl, in case you forgot. It's today. And welcome to Super Sunday.
I thought it was tomorrow. This isn't Monday night.
It's Monday night
Super Bowl.
Something like that.
You know, one day they're going to do that.
And we do have another winner. Is that correct?
For hey. The league will get a five-night minimum moment out of the hotels if they do it Monday night.
And the Super Bowl moment, as my producer stumbles to pull it up.
Greg? Hi, Greg.
Greg from Westchester called in about Super Bowl 22. Five touchdown passes in one quarter from Doug Williams to Gary Clark.
Gary Clark. That was awesome.
Five in one quarter.
Of course, it wasn't five touchdown passes just to Gary Clark. It was five touchdowns in the second quarter. In one quarter. I went to get something to eat and came back, and I missed three touchdowns.
It was the second half, wasn't it?
No, second quarter. At halftime, it was 42-10, Redskins over Denver. And Denver, everywhere in San Diego, they put orange stuff. There were like orange dotted lines, orange hoofs, orange everything. We just called it orange, SH, use your imagination. That's all it was. And
shout
I got to tell you, I got orange shower. And I got to tell you, when that game was over, and the Redskins were much bigger, much more physical, and the game was over. Doug Williams was actually playing for Jay Schrader, who was the starting quarterback for 2 years because Joe Theismann broke his leg. Lawrence Taylor broke Joe Theismann's leg. That was ugly. And then Schrader was the quarterback. Then he got hurt. Williams went in for him that season. And Doug Williams was MVP of the Super Bowl. I'm Bruce Hall. That's Roy G over there. Roy, tell him where you're from.
Where am I from?
Not personally. Just tell him about
my
Sports
website.
Pancake.
You go to http://www.
Reminds me, I need a colonoscopy.
That's disgusting. No! Sports. Ooh. You go to sportsmancave.com. It is slowly becoming the nation's best fan experience blog site.
You almost said biggest.
It's not the best. It's not the biggest
it's,
yet.
It depends on
yet.
What you call it.
But yeah, we have a blog in New York, SMC New York. We have SMC Baltimore, SMC Washington, and we just launched SMC Morgantown. We have all our blogs up. We are still working on getting the New York one completely up. I got a couple guys blogging in New York. We're getting that up. If you want to blog for me, send me your resume at sportsmancave@hotmail.com and we'll see if we can get you some work. So yeah, check us out there. It's a huge up-and-coming blog site.
Hey, let me ask you a question. In the game today, you know, there's a million different things that you can wager on in Vegas. One's the coin toss. One's who gets, you know, if the opening kickoff is a touchback or if it's going to be run back, over-under on how many yards the first one's run back. There's a million different things that you can bet on
the
in
coin
Vegas.
Toss.
Absolutely. Everything. And the only thing that I'm worried about is who's going to win the game and by how many points. And right now, you know, just to recap what you might have missed if you're just coming on the, you know, listening to us, is that we feel that everybody, all the talking heads, I'd say 80% of them are on the Giants.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think they're on the Giants for a couple of reasons.
And that's not an understatement.
Number one, they're underdogs
oh, that's
in Vegas. Number two, hey, it's the NFL's team. So if they're on the Giants, nobody gets mad at them. And number three, you know, to take the Patriots to win this game as a favorite, in my opinion, is a stretch.
Well, the Patriots, now, they have one of the worst defenses statistically. You know, people don't even think they should be in this game.
But they're minus three, Roy.
I understand
and
that.
Vegas generally doesn't miss it. How many winners has Vegas got in the last 20 years? You told me. Just winners.
They've 19 out of the last 21. They've called correctly, and I believe it was nine in the history of the Super Bowl they've missed.
Right. Well, so, that's why they call them Vegas.
That's why they drive Cadillacs.
That's how they build all those really, really big hotels, and they drive around in all those Cadillacs and limos.
That's right.
The thing that I like the most about this game is the matchup. It is really a pretty even matchup. We have two really good quarterbacks. We have two really good offenses. We have one defense that I consider average with a great defensive coordinator, Bill Belichick. By the way, you know, I was trying to figure out who does what, you know, this week with the Pats. They don't have a DC. It's Belichick. They don't have a defensive coordinator. They've got a defensive backfield coach. They have a defensive line coach. They have a special teams coach. They have a linebacker coach. That's all they got. And they got Belichick.
Well, he's a defensive mind. And they've been talking about it all week about how he will design packages and different things for this game specifically. It might not be a different blitz package. It might not be a different coverage package, but he'll set up in it differently.
They've been doing that forever with him. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the problems early in the year that they had problems. One of their really good ball players, Arrington, was an all-pro last year. This year he was playing so poorly in press coverage on the corner because he's not really that quick. They've moved him to safety. And ever since they moved him to safety, they're playing much better on the defensive side of the ball. That's why they use Welker at the corner. He was playing the corner as good as Arrington was. Plus, with Arrington back there at safety, it gives them a true defensive player in the middle, which is what they need. And because they're going to play seven deep a lot. You know that. Mm-hmm. They may even play a nickel package a lot. They may have eight deep on certain when they know Eli's going to light it up. They may only rush three or four players. They don't blitz that much. They don't. Belichick is very good at keeping everything in front of him. And what they're going to do, the Giants may, if New England wins this game, they're not going to stop the Giants from moving the football between the 20s. They're going to make them kick field goals or have field goal attempts when they're inside the 20. And that's why I think both teams are going to do that. And I think it's going to be an under. We talked about that.
Well, the New England Patriots defense, they get a lot of bad rap. They get their
They're pretty bad. They're terrible
in coverage, but you have to look at their first half stats. They're not really that bad. In fact, the last time these two teams met, it was nothing at halftime, and it's not like the quarterbacks were any different. It's not like the receivers were any different. I mean, the Giants were a little banged up the last time these two teams played, but to see a nothing score at halftime in this game is something to be said about both of these defenses.
Absolutely.
Especially this New England Patriots defense, who everybody, including myself, has been dogging.
Well, look, you know what? If you got to go out and you got to get a defensive coordinator for one game, who are you going to get? Bill Belichick. I mean, he's the guy I hire and pay whatever I got to pay him for that one game.
I mean, you look at all the top defenses in the league. You look at the 49ers. You look at Baltimore, especially Baltimore. Baltimore has been there forever, seemingly. And the DCs go come and go.
No, they do.
They
also get jobs elsewhere.
That's what I'm saying. The Patriots defense, this is not the first time we've seen a receiver play both ways for Belichick.
Right.
We saw it with Brown. Now Edelman's doing it. I mean, they design packages. It's more of a team concept defense where you look at the other great defenses. They lose one player. Look at the Pittsburgh Steelers. The year that they lost Troy Polamalu, their defensive stats went down. They missed the playoffs. You look at the Washington Redskins. They were a top 10 defense, a top tier defense. Lost Sean Taylor, rest in peace, and now all of a sudden they're a terrible defense. I mean, one player can make or break a defense, and the Patriots stay away from that somehow, right? Designing a scheme with Belichick.
Well, no, I agree. And you know what? They don't have a lot of big-name players and real super talented guys on the defensive side of the ball. They got Vince Wilfork, who is their stud.
Yeah, he
and Vince Wilfork can do a lot of different things. He's very athletic. He can play the nose. He can play either defensive end position, and they move him around a lot. I love Wilfork. Stick a fork in him if you were watching the game 2 weeks ago. That's what I constantly kept saying on Twitter, because he kept making big play after big play. And he is the key to the New England Patriot defense. Don't you agree? I mean,
absolutely.
Will Fork is the guy.
Especially with Andre Carter not going.
Andre Carter, yeah, he's been out for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, he had 10 sacks
He had a Pro Bowl season.
No, he was excellent. The other thing that I like about New England is I like this kid, Ninkovich. This guy is athletic, and he moves all over the field. Hey, we're going to be back. We're going to be giving away another Augie's gift certificate. You can call 914-693. We're going to give three more away. Call 914-693-5700 and give us your best Super Bowl experience, your best Super Bowl play that you ever saw, your favorite one. I'm Bruce Hall. This is Roy G. We'll be right back.
And we're back here on AM 1230 WFAS. We're talking Super Bowl, of course. It's the big day. Again, we are giving away three more $25 Augie's gift certificates. Go ahead and call 914-693-5700 and give us your top Super Bowl moment. New England Giants. Now, we're talking about the Patriots defense and how...
Talking about all the moving parts that they have.
It's not.
And what they've done all year. There's a guy named Rob Ninkovich. We were talking about him when we went to the break. Darryl Young's a fullback for the Washington Redskins. Mm-hmm. And they played New England this year. And they played him a really tough game. Matter of fact, somebody dropped a football or there was a no call. And Santana Moss, he drops a lot of balls. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they didn't get in to tie up the game. At the end of the game, they lost, I want to say, 27-20. Darryl Young has scouted both teams for various people, and he said Ninkovich might not be the most athletic linebacker that he's seen this year, but he's definitely the smartest. He always seems to be in the right place at the right time. And this is a guy nobody really knows who he is. And I'm telling you, that's the kind of guy that Belichick gets. He's probably not even been drafted. He's probably a free agent signing, you know. They got Patrick Chung back about 4 weeks ago. Boy, what a difference he makes. He's healthy now. I think both teams are the healthiest that they've been all year right now.
Speaking of fullbacks, it's no surprise that the Patriots struggle against not only a team with a good pass rush like the Giants, but they struggle against teams with a good fullback. Now, the fullback is kind of an underrated, seldomly used position. It seems like it's dying out now in the NFL, but it's no surprise to me that the Ravens were able to move the football with a guy named Vontae Leach, who is arguably the best fullback. Yeah. There we go. There it is. In the game. Right. Now, the Giants have a rook
at
fullback.
He's an East Carolina Pirate.
The Giants fullback is a rook. His name's Henry, I don't know if I'm saying this right, Hinoski. It's one of those ski words.
Yeah, I know.
Ski names.
I think it's Hinoski, but that's good.
Hinoski.
It's no Hinoski. Nobody would be that.
Hinoski. It has to be Hinoski.
Yep.
Anyways, the guy's a rookie.
It's like Mark Herzlich.
The guy.
What? Mark Herzlich. I'm reading his Twitter. He just woke up. He's a giant linebacker.
The guy's a rook. He's gonna have to have a big game because this Patriots defense, like we said, is going to throw a million different looks at you. I think they're going to blitz. You don't think they're going to blitz.
I don't think they can blitz.
I think they're going to blitz.
Eli's going to get rid of the ball too quickly.
I think they're going to blitz, and they're going to throw different stunts at you, but from a lot of different angles.
I think the only way that they blitz is if they have a blitz down and distance situation.
And I think,
if they're third and eight or more, yeah, they may blitz. If they're third and four, they're not blitzing. They're third and three, they're not blitzing. They're going to put eight men back there and play zone defense.
I just think that this guy is going to have a big game. Obviously, it's a Super Bowl. Everyone has to have a big game. But I think that there's a couple keys to this game. And for me, this rook fullback for the Giants is one of them, especially in pass protection, when you know that the Patriots are going to send a million different looks at you.
Right.
They're not going to line up in anything you've probably seen on tape this year when studying them. And you let Eli hit the ground 12 times last week.
Correct.
So you got to step your game up, Mr. Rookie, Hinoski.
I hope I'm saying your name right. Well, Hinoski's a fullback.
That's what I'm saying.
He's a stud, and he's a great blocker. And I'm going to tell you, they use him out of the backfield catching the ball, which I'm pretty amazed with. But he does a pretty good job out of the backfield for a guy that doesn't look like he has a whole lot of – talent. I'm sure he's a special teams guy. You know, I don't know if you guys even have any opportunity, but if you're out there and you look at National Football Post, there's a great breakdown, by the way, and we're not going to talk about it much, but it's a comparing Eli and Peyton Manning, and it's some incredible statistics about both of their games. That's nationalfootballpost.com. You can go to that and read it. And what we're trying to do is get you guys ready for this game. Now, it's no secret that I've been on the Giants for how many weeks? 10?
Yeah, at least. 11.
I was on the Giants when they lost 4 in a row. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I might have been one of the few people. When they lost that game to New Orleans, 49-24, you know, I'm going to tell you, Perry Fuel wasn't the only guy that was upset. Because I think I released the Giants on the road for that game, and I did.
It's seemingly every
that
time.
That was one of the few road games they didn't cover. Mm-hmm. Okay, Perry Fuel, their defensive coordinator for the Giants, evidently didn't scream a lot, but they said he was very animated. And since that day, the Giants' defense has played great. They got some guys back, you know, some guys that were nicked up. You know, they got all of their defensive linemen back. The greatest thing about the Giants and what they do is there's so many different people that they can plug in at outside linebacker or defensive end or tackle. And, you know, to come in and get a phenomenal pass rush. They've basically got 7 defensive ends. Wouldn't you agree? They've got 7 athletic defensive ends.
Guys who can get the hands on the
They were talking about how Jason Pierre-Paul, the first time that anybody saw him last year, they were interviewing him, mm-hmm. and he just stood there and did a backflip, perfect form, standing there. This is a defensive end doing backflips. This is a guy that it's no, you know, there's no secret why this guy's had a Pro Bowl year, an all-pro year. And he's 23 or 24 years old. This guy is a very young guy.
Just turned 23.
Yeah, I mean, he's a kid. He's a baby. And they're just going to get better. I'm with you. I don't see New England being able to keep Brady out of trouble the whole game. You know, they might do a good job with it early if they run the ball a little bit, but I tell you what, when it gets into the second half, I don't see any way that this Giant defensive front four doesn't pressure these guys athletically and just beat on them. Now, we talk about officiating all the time, Roy, right? Mm-hmm. And you and I both know, we saw some really weird officiating a couple weeks ago, didn't we?
Yeah.
It was the weirdest officiating we ever saw. Thank God that crew is not back, because it was horrible what happened. It was in the Green Bay-New York game, right? And New York was getting the brunt of all the crap. But thank God they won by 17 anyway. But my point is this. It is to New England's advantage if they let them play, if they don't call holding. Wouldn't you agree? Those guys, they do have a great offensive line for Tom Brady. They got Matt Light. Oh, no, they do. These guys have played together for a while.
Well, they're getting healthy now. So,
and they know how to hold and they know how to cut. If you're an offensive lineman and they let you cut, if it's, you know, cutting is when you hit the back of somebody's ankles. And a lot of times if somebody is blocking you up high.
Engaged.
Engaged and the guy comes along and cuts you.
It's a penalty.
A lot of times they don't call that. Now, when they do call it, it's 15 yards.
Well, they've been calling it a lot more this
season. Holding, it's
10.
Yeah, but this is the Super Bowl. They may let them play. Is all I'm saying. You know, and if they let them play, I like the under, and I like this game coming down to the last 5, 6, 7 minutes of the game. This is not going to be a blowout. New England's not blowing New York out.
No. If it is going to be a blowout, I'm definitely leaning towards the New York side of this.
See, you know what? A lot of people the people that have picked New England have picked New England and the over. They think New England's going to jump out in front. They think the Giants are going to be stale. They think they're not going to be ready. They think that 2 weeks off has hurt them. I disagree.
If the Patriots win, it's going to be an under. I think it's an under in general. But if the Patriots are going to take this game, it's, in my mind, definitely an under because it's holding Eli Manning back. It's giving them those looks that we're talking about, giving them that defense that you haven't seen on tape, and stopping this young very talented receiving corps.
Unbelievably talented.
Now,
I'm Bruce Hall. This is Roy G, by the way. This is Bruce Hall's second opinion. Are we going to give away another gift certificate? The next three callers get the gift certificates, and we're gonna yell. And you're sending. They're gonna call in, talk to Kyle, tell him what your favorite Super Bowl experience was or play, anything you want to do as far as that goes. But anyway, go to my website, BruceHallSports.com. You can tweet me on Twitter at Bruce Hall Sports. Follow me. I will be retweeting you all the best information, everything that's going on the rest of the day. And you can also go to Facebook because I have a tendency to overload Twitter because I have been known to do it. You'll see by my number of tweets, and I type 60 to 80 words a minute still. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you see me not on Twitter during the game, it's because I'm out. So go to Facebook, ask me questions, make comments, do anything you want to do. What we're looking for are some engaged fans. It's, you know, and we know we're getting to a lot of New York Giant fans. If you're a Patriot fan, you're perfectly okay for you to tell us what your best Super Bowl moment is anyway. Just a place to piss off a lot. Yeah. Hey, let me tell you something. The thing I like most about this game is this is going to be a super competitive game. And you know what?
Well, they're both quarterbacks are playing for something here. Eli is playing for really the respect of anyone who's ever said that he's not a Manning.
He'll lead his family in Super Bowl wins.
And then Tom Brady is playing for his fourth Super Bowl to tie him for most all time with that guy who
Terry Bradshaw.
Doesn't have any hair on Fox.
Terry Bradshaw. This will be his fourth ring, mm-hmm. and that's what he needs. He needs four rings. Now, him and Belichick, you know, they've been together for all these too. And that will get both of them on a list also.
Yep. And if Brady gets an MVP, that'll put him to three MVPs, which I believe is the most all time?
Hey, listen, you know, we're getting some calls from some people real quick that want us to talk about this. Let's talk about it for 1 minute. Ursay Manning, soap opera. What do you think, Roy? I mean, I really don't care. And I think it's really bad timing to be doing this during Super Bowl week, don't you?
It doesn't surprise me coming from an Ursay. This is the family who seemingly is all about drama. I'm talking about the entire family. This is the guy who took the Colts out of Baltimore in the middle of the night.
1979, I was working right down the street from their place.
In the middle of the night, shipped up and left.
Right.
So for them to try and steal the Super Bowl in their own house and try to create it all about them, I mean, Ursay, he was tweeting at like 3 a.m. or something like that in the morning talking about Peyton Manning's neck. I mean, come on, buddy. Like,
I wonder if he had a cocktail or two.
He also has every reporter in his backyard.
Yeah, I mean, every reporter is there. Anything he does or says, of course, everyone wants to know about Manning, but still, like, give it a break, buddy. Let the Super Bowl be over. Just be a good host. If somebody asks you a question about your boy, Peyton, just say, let me concentrate on the Super Bowl. Let me concentrate on being a good host here, and I'll answer these questions when it's appropriate.
All right, real quick, let's hit on one other thing. OC Umenyor's $20,000 fine. Supposedly, he was going to the airport to get family. You think that's true, or do you think he was just snoozing?
I
say snooze.
Again,
how do you miss media day at the Super Bowl? It's your chance to stand on your podium and answer questions.
Gronkowski also missed media day because he was so-called sick. I don't think it's a big deal. I don't think you should force players to have to talk to the media. Sure, it's great. It makes for good ratings. The NFL is now trying to sell tickets to media day. They were selling them for like $25.
7,000 people got it.
Yeah, $25 to get in the door or something like that.
They could sell them for a lot more than that.
And they will. But, I mean, come on now. That's ridiculous. And on the other side of this, we are going to be talking about the Super Bowl. You're on AM 1230 WFAS. The joy of repetition really is in you. We're back, New York, here on Super Bowl Sunday on AM 1230 WFAS. We're breaking down the Giants-New England matchup, what it was earlier this season, what we think it's going to be, what we know, really. How often are we really wrong? And,
really. I mean, I think I'm still in fourth or fifth place. By the way, the National Handicappers Bowl, this is the last week.
Yeah.
And I've already made my picks. And
are you going all or nothing?
I'm going to share those with you in about 15 or 20 minutes.
Trying to make.
Because I already made the plays before. I had to go with my gut.
Yeah.
I always go with my gut. And when I go with my gut wins. Now, I've tried to beat my gut before, but it doesn't work. By the way, I'm going to drop a guy's name, Ralph Vacchiano, who's with New York Daily News Sports. He's picked the Giants 27, the Patriots 24. Well, that's no surprise, but Ralph's a really good guy. I follow him. He's a beat writer for the Daily News. They got a ton of writers. I mean, that's why I love the Post and the News. New York is great. In Washington, we don't have anything. Baltimore, they got two or three, right? In New York, there's like 12 writers, sports writers, and all of them do a different daggone story, so you learn everything about what's going on. I guess that's why they call it New York, New York. The whole gig with what's going on today, in my opinion, it comes down to who's the better team. You cannot count on turnovers. Don't you agree? Especially with these two teams. Mm-hmm. Now, I'll say this. I think the Giants have a better chance of causing a fumble in the backfield of the Patriots, and the Patriots do in the Giants backfield.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I think Eli moves better in the pocket than Brady, and I think he has a better
And I also
line.
Feel that the Giant defensive backfield has a slightly better chance of picking a ball off than the defensive backfield with a wide receiver for the other guys.
Exactly.
So right there, I feel real good about the Giants. Mm-hmm. The other thing that makes me feel good about the Giants are two guys. You know, Brandon Jacobs and Ahmad Bradshaw. Both of these guys would be number one backs with most other teams. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
I mean, probably 80% of the NFL teams, both of them would be number one backs. They also have Ware that comes in third down, comes in when somebody's winded. They do a great job when he's in there. I think their running attack is definitely hands up, heads up over the Patriots.
The law firm.
Now, I like law firm. Don't get me wrong. I like him.
He's one of my keys to this game.
But he is. If he rushes for 70 to 80 yards this game and carries the ball 12 to 16 times, that means they're having success with their running game. If they have success with their running game, the Patriots, they have a chance to have more success with their passing game.
Against the Ravens, the law firm, Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, rushed 15 times for 68 yards. So you're saying that if he duplicates something of that,
it's gonna be a
of
good
that
game
performance,
yes.
then the Patriots are looking up on the play.
I agree.
Side.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. And I agree. I think that the key to the Patriots offense is not Tom Brady's arm. It's the legs of Ben Jarvis Green Ellis and showing different looks, showing different packages of getting Ben Jarvis Green Ellis the ball and opening up the pass. Because if Brady just has to drop back and you're just going to say, hey, we're going to throw it in shotgun and we're going to beat you with the pass, then you're unleashing the dogs of New York. Then you're daring the pass rush
right.
to come.
Well, they're going to go with their spread. That's what they do. Double tight end spread, mm-hmm. five guys out for the pass, one guy maybe in the backfield.
But what I'm saying is you have to run out of that.
No, absolutely. Well, that's what they did last week against Baltimore, yeah. and they went right down the field.
Yeah.
Now, I'll say this. They didn't do much of it after the first quarter. Baltimore didn't stop them completely, but they did a pretty good job.
They ran pretty well.
And you know
in the
what? They had to have that because Brady was terrible. They're, you know, maybe Gronkowski getting injured early in the game, obviously that made a big difference. But I didn't think that their other tight end did all that well either. And I really didn't think that their wide receivers had much of a game. Branch caught what? Three passes? Welker caught what? Six? That's not like a Wes Welker game. Wes Welker is the kind of guy, you want the ball in his hand 10 times. Wouldn't you agree? 10 times, coming out of the slot, crossing patterns, a lot of yards after the catch.
I mean, I keep saying last week, last game
right.
against the Baltimore Ravens, it was all tight ends. Gronk had five catches,
right.
87 yards. Hernandez had seven catches, 66 yards. Then, like you said, Wes Welker, six catches, 53 yards. But then it's an extreme, extreme drop-off. We're talking Deion Branch, two catches.
Yeah. And
Edelman,
all he's
one.
Doing is stretching the field
Woodhead,
anyway.
One.
Right.
Then that's it.
Yep.
So, I mean, to me, it's pretty simple. And the bigger deal to me, it's not Gronkowski. Right. Gronkowski's ankle, yeah, he's a good story. He's got a funny name. You know, he had a beast of a season. But Aaron Hernandez is nothing to sleep on.
No, he's not. Do you think they're going to give him the ball out of the backfield? See, I don't think that's very smart.
I think
he had a concussion problem, you remember? And they were handing him the ball off out of the running back slot.
I think Aaron Hernandez has to get – he had 11 targets against
right.
Baltimore. 7 catches for 66 yards. The guy is getting the football, and he's kind of the unsung hero here in New England because of Gronkowski's big year and you know, his – but a lot of Gronkowski's catches – his multiple touchdown games have come against crap teams.
No, well, you
so,
know what? Well, you said it.
The
before.
Playmaker.
Yeah, but you said it before. They haven't played really
they
that
haven't
many
played
teams
any, yeah.
that were
I
that
mean,
good
all,
anyway.
Really,
a lot
all
of
the
teams
they
played beat,
have been pretty crappy.
Roy, a lot of teams they beat were really coming into the game shorthanded in ways.
Mm-hmm.
There was a big article written about that earlier today that I was reading. Look, it's a beautiful day in Indianapolis. I've been told the helicopters are circling downtown. It's 7 hours to kickoff. I'm Bruce Hall. This is Roy G. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. And we're getting crazy here because we got, we're going to be on the air another 20 minutes. And we're going to come up and give you both of our picks mm-hmm. before too long. Let's talk a little bit about a couple of other things. Ahmad Bradshaw's foot. I've read more about this guy's foot than the man on the moon. There's no doubt in my mind when he's an old man, he might have to have his foot cut off.
Well, he didn't play last time these two teams met.
He's a Marshall University guy, and you're a West Virginia guy.
Yeah.
Did you ever see him play in college?
No.
He was unbelievable, is what I heard. We talked a little bit about Ursay and Manning. Hopefully we won't hear another thing about that today. Breaking down the seasons, you know, the Giants, the key to the Giants is late in the season, they stopped turning the ball over. Eli Manning in the playoffs, okay, has thrown 8 touchdown passes and turned it over once, correct? And I'm going to tell you, what I like about what's going on with Eli Manning right now is he's getting even better in the pocket, Roy. He is moving in the pocket well. He's even rolling out to get the passes off. When I saw Eli play Ole Miss when he was in college, he ran a lot. He's much faster than Peyton. He's a better athlete than Peyton. Peyton is a much more accurate passer than Eli. He is. And he's also probably gets rid of the ball a little faster than Eli. But Eli has come into his own. Eli's lifetime percentage is 58%. You know what Peyton's is? It's like 66.
I mean, Peyton Manning is, I mean, he's arguably one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Not only with what he does on the field, you know, switching up plays. He's basically an offensive coordinator of the Indianapolis Colts.
Right.
They send in 2 pass plays and 1 run play, and he checks at the line. That's the Indianapolis Colts offense, and it runs completely through Peyton Manning. But now this year we see what this Colts team really is without Peyton Manning.
Correct.
And it's doo-doo. It's absolute garbage. I mean, this guy is...
With the same guys at wide receiver.
Mm-hmm. He is a great quarterback. So to even mention Eli in the same breath of this guy... Kind of gets a little shaky,
but he deserves it.
But he absolutely deserves
it. He's there
it.
Now. He's been this is his 8th year in the league. It's not like he's a rookie anymore.
No,
Eli's 30 years old. You know, I mean, he's a, you know, if he's not 30, he's 29. He was, you know, when he was in college, he played for David Cutcliffe, maybe the best offensive mind in college football. Guess who? You know, we talked about this every week. That's who Peyton played for at University of Tennessee.
Yeah,
unbelievable. Now, you know, there's a lot of talk about why the Pats hire Belichick to begin with. Because, you know, he didn't have a lot of success in Cleveland.
He didn't do anything.
Robert Kraft, you know what it was? It was his interview. And I think Kraft did a lot of homework on him and talked to a lot of people that knew him as a person even more than a coach. He gets a lot of bad pub from time to time. But this guy is now, Gronk is playing today.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I don't think there was ever a doubt that he was going to play.
And you know what? I think the over-under for Gronk is 8 passes. Now, the key for Gronk...
8 targets or 8 catches?
No, 8 catches. Okay. And I think the key for the Pats being successful is that they need... It can't be 8 passes for 60 yards. It's got to be 8 passes for over 100 yards.
Well, last time these two played, he hit that number that you're talking about, 8 receptions, 101 yards and a touchdown. The other tight end, Aaron Hernandez, 4 catches, 35 yards and a touchdown. Brady had 2 touchdowns. They both went to the tight ends.
That's right.
So if I'm the Giants, guess who I'm keying on? I mean, I don't think there's really a. I mean,
here's the problem when you key on Gronk.
Numbers never lie.
I know. Here's the problem though that you run into, and this is why Gronk's had such a great year. You know, when you have Wes Welker and Deion Branch, correct?
Yeah.
And even Chad Ochocinco. Let me talk because I was up watching TV before mm-hmm. you were awake this morning, and I'm telling you on an NFL matchup, they were talking about how he may make a big difference doing nothing but stretching the field. And if he catches, this is what they said. Jaworski said this. Mm-hmm. If he catches one pass for more than 20 yards, he did what he needed to do.
Well, last time these two teams played, he didn't catch a pass.
Well, you know, in the last game, he didn't play at all.
That's and why I think to even bring up Ochocinco's
now,
name
when do the scratches
of,
come out? 3 hours before kickoff? I mean, we won't know if he's playing until later this afternoon.
He'll play. I mean,
you think Ochocinco will play?
I don't see why he wouldn't play.
Well, who are you going to leave out?
Huh?
You don't think Belichick will keep an extra defender? I do.
I think
he'd rather have a special teams guy. If he's got Gronkowski, Hernandez.
I think Ochocinco plays. I don't. Does he get any? You know, does he get any touches?
If it's broke,
no.
Hey,
I don't think he gets any touches.
If it's not broke,
play.
Do you fix it?
Yeah. Well,
you're.
He was on your team. He played
how many
for
catches,
you all season.
How
the
many
last
catches
time
they, did he have, and how many yards for the
last,
year?
Last
nothing.
Time, well, last time these two teams played, he had 5 targets, which is the
same. How many catches? One.
He didn't have any.
Well, then why would you even bring him in? Why
because,
would you activate?
Because he's getting. Well, he's getting. He got more looks.
He's a waste of a position.
He got more looks last time than Deion Branch did.
I disagree. I don't think Belichick keeps him. You know what? I think he scratches him and he activates the defender. And you know why he's going to do that? He needs.
I don't know if the if
he's
the
a
Patriots.
Defensive guy.
Yeah, but I don't think the Patriots really have anybody left on the defense. They brought up practice squad guys all season. I mean, Ochocinco, you went out and got this guy for a reason,
right?
So scratch him.
Well, they needed somebody to tweet a bunch of crap out all the time.
Come on, man. I mean, this is Ochocinco. Yes, he hasn't had the greatest year. He's been dealing with a lot of crap. I think his dad died last
week,
game.
Ago,
that's
yeah.
why he didn't play. To pull him out, he is still a playmaker. He's still a great receiver. And to even have his presence on the field, I think, will be felt. I mean, he got 5 targets last time his team played, so it's not like they were completely ignoring him.
By the way, give us a call, 914-693-5700. We're giving away 3 more $25 Auggies home. What do we call that? Homemade Italian restaurant. Auggies Italian restaurant in Westchester. We'll be right back.
And we're back near New York here on AM 1230 WFAS talking of the Super Bowl. We're about to give our picks here on...
it's that time of the show.
On everything, really. I mean, we're picking coin toss. We're picking over-under on Gronks. You said the over-under was 8?
Actually, you and I are going to go to the list in Vegas when we leave the show today because we got hours to kill. I'm not going to Indy. I was going to fly to Indy. I just doesn't make sense. And you can't fly into Indy. I could fly into Indy, but I couldn't fly out until Wednesday. I'd have to drive to Dayton or somewhere else and fly out. Roy, I'm going to let you go first. Let me ask the questions.
Yeah.
Who's going to cover the point spread, Red? Roy, and tell me why.
My...
you're hedging!
My original thought was the New York Giants 27-21. I have started to lean back towards the New England Patriots for the game, but if we're talking point spread, I still got the G-men.
The G-men plus 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I think it's if the Patriots do win, which the reason why I'm starting to lean back towards the Patriots
right.
a little bit here is because of all the hype they're giving the Giants. I think they're completely sleeping on.
I think everybody's
Belichick.
Covering their rear end.
And anytime you see Belichick, I mean, Belichick's not a guy who jokes or smiles or
laughs
at the podium.
Although he's had fun this week,
he's been so laid back, which is. Nerve-wracking to me.
He's loose, though. He's
yeah,
loose.
Why? He knows something that nobody else knows.
Yeah, he knows what his defensive game plan
he's
is.
He's sitting there laughing about something. To me, that makes me nervous, but the 3 points is way too much still. If New England wins, it's going to be by 1. I got the Giants.
All right, let me ask you a question. Do you think Chad Ochocinco will play the corner? or you think he'll play safety? Because he's not going to play wide receiver if he keeps it.
You know, he could, I wouldn't be.
He'd probably be a good corner.
He's
except he can't tackle.
He's extremely athletic. I mean, we've seen Ocho Cinco kick field goals before.
Yeah.
So I mean, I just don't see why you keep an athlete like that.
All right, let's do this. Let's talk for a second about the over under. That's a good number. It's 54.
Yeah.
And you know, it started out 55.5. Mm-hmm. It's down to 54 now. Are you going to play the over under? Are you going to release it?
I'm all under here. The under is probably the only thing that I'm positive about here, or I feel the most comfortable with.
And why do you think that?
Because, well, first you look at the last time these two teams played. Now I know that you can't base too much off of this game, but I think one thing that is a very telling factor is that nobody scored in the first half.
Well, you know, they're both so familiar with each other because they coached together for 3 years.
Right, and now they're going to send so many different looks at each other, trying to, you know, get something different out of them because, like you said, these teams have seen so much of each other on tape that I think that it's going to be another stalemate, at least for the first quarter.
They used to do 7-on-7s when they were with the Giants under Bill Parcells, Belichick, you know, receiver coach, Tommy Coughlin, defensive back coach. Mm-hmm. These guys know what's going to happen before it happens. And I agree with you. I'm taking the under for 5 stars. I think that's the only thing that's probably going to definitely happen because I see the league letting them play a little bit. If they start throwing flags all over the place, you're going to have bad calls. The fewer calls they have, the less bad calls they have. Wouldn't you agree? Yeah. And I think that's a really good scenario. And I also think that the Giants, look, I've been on the Giants all year. Everybody knows that. I said in October that this Giant team reminded me so much of the Giant. This was when they were struggling. Of the Giant team that went to the Super Bowl and won in 2007. Okay? I see that happening again. Okay? On the 7-8 season. I see that happening again. They just have better personnel. The Giants would literally have to turn the ball over at least 3 times, Roy, for them not to win this game. And I like the over-under because I just think same reason I took them against Green Bay. They had a better defense than Green Bay. And their offense played better than Green Bay that day. Didn't matter if they played that in Lambeau, did it? Didn't matter a bit.
Right.
The Giants do not care. They play so well on the road. They play so well on the road. And Indy is a road game. It's a road game no matter what you say. Now, from what I hear from my people in Indianapolis, early in the week it was like 75, 80% New York fans. I told you what they do in New England. They come late. They're coming in yesterday. They're coming in today. They'll be driving in from an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours outside of town all day long today, and they will even it up. Maybe not 50-50, but it'll be like 60-40. And if the Giants aren't cheering, the Giant fans, guess they'll be cheering. It'll seem like they got 60, 70%.
Colts fans.
Jacksonville, yeah. Well, the Colts fans, you know who they're cheering for, right? They're not cheering for the Patriots.
Yeah, they're with the Giants.
They're with the Giants because it's a family thing. Let's talk about food. God, I ordered 200 chicken wings last night.
What do you think the coin toss is going to be?
Heads.
I got tails.
I got heads.
Tails never fails.
All right. Write that down, Matt. All right.
We're writing this all down.
All right. Let me ask you this. Who do you think will score the first touchdown? Who? It's got to be a name.
Well, I think it's going to be Ahmad Bradshaw. Giants score first.
What I'm going to say? Manningham.
I was leaning towards
Manningham. All right.
A receiver, but
here's another one. Who's going to kick the first field goal?
Well, what do you mean? Like a field goal or an
no,
extra
field
point?
Goal.
Like a 3-point field goal.
Yes.
Patriots. I think they stall, drive one, score. I think,
you know what?
I think it'll be 7-3.
I'll take the G-men just to be on the other side of you. Okay?
Okay.
Who do you think is going to win the first half? Giants?
I
mean win the first half. No points involved.
like statistically win?
Yes.
Giants. But I feel like it could be I think this game could be knotted at 10 at halftime. I see a 10-10 game at halftime.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you just blow. All right. You know what? I'm going to take the Pats. I think the Pats are going to be at halftime. And I think the Giants are going to have the third quarter, a great third quarter. I really see that happening.
I see a couple turnovers in the first half. I think both quarterbacks throw a pick. I think it'll be a kind of feel you out defensive game, but I do think there'll be a little bit of scoring.
Who's going to Roy? Who's going to have the higher quarterback rating, Brady or Eli? It's a good one.
That is a good one. I'm gonna go. Eli has the higher quarterback rating, simply because of the pass rush. I think the Patriots are gonna throw more, and I think that that'll bring down his completion percentage.
You know what? I'm gonna take the Pats. Just because you're on the other side. You know, I can just go opposite you anyway and win. So
that's fine.
It's no big deal. let's also think about this. And this is for all the money. This is for dinner at the Palm downtown. Okay? You ready?
Yep.
What is exactly the total number of points to be scored in this game?
Well, I said 27-21, so that put me at 48. Now, that was with the Giants winning. I guess I'll stick with that. That'll be my final. Hey, 27-21 Giants, 48 points scored.
I'm going to say 51 points. I think it's going to be 27-24 Giants. I think that's the final. And actually, I've seen that number a lot, but I think that's just about right. Now, it could be 20-17 if the defenses play well. But you know what?
I just realized that my totals don't match what I said about halftime 10-10. That's because I just on the spot said the 10-10. Well, I guess I'll give it a 20. There's got to be a field goal in there, right? So 27-20. So 27-20, 47 points. I'm changing it to just so everything's consistent here.
All right, I agree. Here's the last question. Are you going to take a nap before the Super Bowl, Roy? Or are you going to try to stay awake all day and tweet?
The bigger
have fun.
The bigger question is if I'm going to be allowed to take a nap before the Super Bowl. I have.
Are you trying to tell me your 1-year old is going to keep you awake?
Yeah.
When does he take his nap?
Like 3-ish.
It sounds like that's when you're going
to
take your nap, Roy.
If he wants to.
Roy, you're a good daddy.
I mean, this morning, I mean, we got he went to bed. The latest he's gone to bed in a while, and it was like 9:45 or something like that. And he still wakes.
Now, he likes football, doesn't he?
Oh my god, he loves football.
Touchdown? Is he doing that yet?
Oh yeah,
touchdown.
Touchdown.
What else does he do? You were telling me he does something else crazy.
Well, if you go to YouTube,
you got crazy baby doing something.
Yeah, if you go to YouTube and you search for "baby goes crazy over Tebow," I had absolutely no reaction to this. I swear,
he's lying.
Tebow scored against. I forget who it was, the Bears maybe or somebody. I don't remember.
Hey, listeners.
Playing. And my son went crazy.
Yeah.
He loves Tebow.
I do too. Well, I like him too. You know what? He looked nice in that, but they panned to like, they went from a torso shot of him to like almost a full length shot. And his tie was like 8 inches longer than his jacket was. That was a mistake. Hey, listeners, if you like Bruce Hall's Second Opinion, go to facebook.com/Bruce Hall's Sports, and you'll win more gift certificates from Augie's Family Italian Restaurant in Westchester County. You guys got to go to Augie's. I'm going to tell you, remember New Year's Eve? Do you remember how much food they put that went out the door?
Usually when you say, do you remember New Year's Eve? I can usually respond with a no, but yeah, I do remember this New Year's Eve.
Yeah, because you were with me.
I had one drink.
We did the show.
You're like, I'm going to the bathroom. Turn straight to the bar. Give me a 7-7.
Hey.
Right now.
Hey, we did the show out of Westchester,
mm-hmm.
and that was the day that they beat the Cowboys on New Year's Day.
I'm actually going to be in New York next weekend.
You're going to be there. Yeah. You're mm-hmm. not going to be here. I'm going to have a guest toast of some note. Might even be one of your buddies from Sports Man Cave.
Yeah, I'm going to be in New York.
By all my friends that are big names, I'm going to bring a Sports Man Cave guy in here. We're going to have fun.
Nice.
Might bring two of them.
I'm going to be.
We just need two mics.
I'm going to be staying at the New Yorker. So if you guys got any ideas.
Where are you staying?
At the New Yorker.
Are you plugging the New Yorker for like a free night?
No, yeah. But I want to know. I mean,
You should.
Yes. Give me a free night, New Yorker. Even though I've already paid.
Where is the New Yorker? What street's it on?
I believe it's right across. It's right near Central Park.
Well, that's Harlem, right? Huh? Like 109th seat. No, Harlem's up that way.
I don't know. I don't know. I've been in New York once, and I stayed in Westchester, so I've never been in the city. So if you guys got any ideas for where I should go.
John Lennon was shot right there across from the park in that hotel.
I don't know.
I want to say it's like 110th.
I don't know what I'm doing, but we're seeing Wicked, the Broadway. It's the story of the Wizard of Oz, the other side.
Follow the Yellow Brick Road.
About the Wicked Witch.
Follow the Yellow Brick
Road. So there it is. There's our Super Bowl picks. Hey, I got Tails.
Hey, one last time. I'm taking, this is Bruce Hall, I'm taking the Giants plus the points and the under. And guys, since I'm doing that, feel free to tease it any way you want. Who are you taking, Roy?
Giants plus three, Tails, under, and...
Did we agree?
We did.
On the day... Oh, this is bad
the
news,
last
Roy.
Week, this is
I'm
terrible
I'm going
news.
Opposite. I'm this doing it George news. Costanza. We'll see you next week, people.
Drive you crazy.